Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God. Once again, we on the air. This is Brother Hunter, and we on KESK Radio. Want to thank God tonight for you coming in tonight and being a part. What God is doing, wants to do, can do. I will say to you, our nation need prayer. But before we move forward, I want to thank you for everything that's happened, how God has elevated a lot of people I know, and I just say with love in the heart, there's none like God. Shall we pray in America across the world? Father, we call on you tonight to have mercy upon us. We ask that your hand will keep us and guide us and show us the way that we should go. For without you, Father, we can do nothing. But we ask you tonight to keep us in your word, keep your word upon us, hold us in your presence. So, Father, we thank you. We pray tonight that your word will not be void, that somebody will hear the truth. Somebody will come and say, yes, God is willing. We love you, Father, and we thank you. We adore you. Father, I'm asking you tonight to have mercy upon our congressmen, Father. They need wisdom. It's an enemy attack on America. Jesus. Declaring they're both right, they're both wrong. But let your righteousness, Father, come before them, that they may see it known. And not only they see, but let the 50 states unify before God and declare and decree the God we serve is able to deliver us from the hand cancer. Father, I ask you for the blessings upon all families throughout the world who believe in the truth, who are seeking the truth. Bless my wife, my son, daughter, wife, husband, grandson to be. Bless my sisters and brothers on both sides, Father. And then, Father, I just ask you, I pray for myself. Pray that you will keep me, Father. Let me see myself and judge myself daily. Any sins that I've thought, any sins I've acclimated, any sins that I've tried to come, I ask in the name of Jesus Christ. Your word be fresh. Your word be new. Your word be full of power. It's you today, I thank. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, tonight I want to go back to something I want to talk about. And I want to know, I know usually, you see, when a dream is fulfilled and the word is fulfilled, if we have a dream, our dream come to pass. It should be that the person, our person, to give God things. We have an idea. It's formulated into a dream. We see ourselves doing this, making a car, making a wheel, making an engine, making moves. Somebody had to have a dream. Somebody had to have plans, but God downloaded. And so, the same time, we ought to take a notice that what God has to do for us and through us. And I've said many times that there are five types of crowns that everyone in the body of Christ needs to study and look at. Number one, let me tell you so you can see it, because we're going to pray. Crowns of life, and this is the crown that's given to the people who have been tested beyond their endurance. Let me explain. I go back to the Old Testament and the New Testament. Daniel, Meshach, and the three was in the den. They were tested beyond their endurance. We live in a day and time where people are not tested. They don't think, but they are tested. We are tested. See, the Apostle Paul, who was a chief apostle, said, no, I was the one who started, but God. And but God used him. He said once he discovered and understood the reality of God, as he was on the road, he said he knew God had called him. He said the question, Lord, who art thou? I am Jesus. Why do you do what you do? And the Bible says he was blinded, and there came a deacon who laid hands on him and touched his eyes, and his eyes were opened, and he was filled with the Holy Spirit. Notice now, he was filled with the Holy Spirit by the mere touching of another person who believed and had the fullness in his body. But here God began to touch him and let him know. And so I would say this to y'all as I say on these five things, because tonight we're going to pray earnestly tonight. And I pray somebody will listen in and pray with us. And the other crown, all this crown, see, a lot of people don't believe, but if you do the first one, if you endure against lies, threats, and you're going to get that crown. But and this other crown is a crown of rejoicing, soul winners. You know, sometimes some people love to see somebody get saved and come into church, and they just do what they're supposed to do, and they go out there and tell them about Jesus. They're not afraid. They don't mind telling them what thus said the Lord. And the Lord used them mightily, and as a result of God using them mightily, here's what they do. They say, well, this is one that we know the devil can't get the handle, but check back with that person every so often. That is called, in the Bible, it's called a rejoicing, see, winning of souls. And secondly, should have been the crown. Now, here's one that a lot of people don't like to talk too much about. But I have to just say, because it's a pastor's shepherd, a crown. Do you not know that the pastor has to be one of the most studious, humble men, women in the world? In order to take that office that is granted to them, they have to humble themselves. They have to know that God is who he says he is. They have to know, because they're leading God's people. Their life cannot be marked. Their conversation cannot be marked. Their attitude they must have an attitude every day. Go and pray and judge yourself if you're a pastor. And you know, it just blessing me to say, see, there's a crown of righteousness who loves. See, John speaks of it. He says, who don't know the Son don't know the Father. But he who knows the Son knows the Father also. He comes on down the script. He says, but little children, he said, remember, this is the confidence that we have, we inclusive of us, who believe that we're going to, at his appearing, we're going to be rejoicing. We're going to be rejoicing. It's him coming. It's he who said I am that he is. We're going to rejoice. We're going to receive that crown. Lastly, the crown of an incorruptible victory given to those who do not yield to lust or temptation to the flesh. And you know, the latter should be the first, because I think a lot of us in the body, but it takes you to come to the body of Christ to understand the latter part, because the lusting of the flesh, all the time it don't mean if the woman looks good, but the lusting of the flesh can mean somebody can see a man or woman in something they're driving and they want the same thing they got. The lusting of the flesh could be a person. Attitude toward God. Don't want to serve God. Don't want to be a part of God. But I want him to know tonight this. See, when Christ come back, it's going to be in the eastern sky. And I pray, God, tonight that words will flow out of our lips, that somebody will say, yes, Lord, here I am. See, the Old Testament talks about the prophecy of Jesus Christ coming. Nobody believed it, but he was, because Jesus spoke to the people, and all of a sudden, here it is again. But let me see, we must understand, Jesus Christ, he's been here, he's coming back. Why is he coming back? Because he made a promise. He said, behold, he was on the mountain. He says, I will return. That where I'm going to prepare a place for you. Well, if he's going there to prepare a place for me, that means what God is doing has been done already. It just has to be mitigated over to where God is. And when I say mitigated, because in that resurrection, the Bible don't teach about no general resurrection. See, but there's one, the resurrection of the dead in Christ and the righteous of the unjust. So I challenge you to become the first one, the resurrection of the dead in Christ. Because the resurrection of the unjust, they died without Christ. And we should see 101,000 years later, God is going to do something. And I have you to know, when you take hold of God's word and you surrender and studying it and praying God's word, see, God says, test me. See if I'm not a man of my word. I can't lie. God can't lie. So he wants us to do it. See, we are living saints. We are alive. We don't know if the Lord's going to come back tomorrow. I mean, the other day on this radio station, I talked to a people to pray for my auntie. She went to go home with the Lord 2 days ago, 9:34, Thursday night. She went to be home with the Lord. I don't hear nobody else. So I told him, I said, what good can we jumping and shouting? She, knowing in her flesh, she's going to be with the Lord. While she walked this earth, she was my aunt, and I loved her. I thank God for her. Now, to me, to judge her, no, because I don't know if she didn't judge herself, but I love her. I got a lot of went on. See, when we come to the judgment seat, see, every Christian already come to the bema seat. We were judged by the death, resurrection of Jesus Christ. What we're going to be judged about is that when we have received the fullness of Jesus Christ in our lives, what have we done? Have we gone around and been the same attitude, the same person? See, and the Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 3:11-15, but I'll just give you a portion of it. If any man work abide which has not built thereupon, he shall receive reward. If any man work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by a fire. Matthew didn't tell us this, to listen, but I say unto you, that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give an account in the day of judgment. You know what? Now, this is what I had to catch my own attitude on this. Sometimes your words that are so idle words. Well, let me read what I can read again, because I want us to be here. See, every idle word. Idle means sometimes words you just think you say, but you got to give it. It's always best to say, Lord, I love you. Lord, I praise you. You know, David gave us the greatest simonium to go under the Bible and study. He said, I'm under I'm under the wing of the Almighty. And because I'm under him, he says all I can think about is I praise him, I adore him, I love him, I just lift his name up, holy is his name. I mean, David understood. And Willie Hunter and somebody else, I want to let you know we can do that if we want to. See, we got that, the unbeliever. And see, it's going to be a lot of people, I don't know, they don't believe. They say they believe, but they don't believe. Ain't no sense in me just shopping around. You either believe what Jesus said or you don't believe. Bottom line. If you believe what Jesus said, you will apply his word. You don't try to put nobody down, push over nobody. Do what thus saith the Lord. The Lord said, I've called you into the vineyard. Some people came in at 6 o'clock. Some came at 12. Some came at 6. And everybody's going to get the same thing. Don't care how long you've been working. Well, I've been in the church a long time. So, I've been on the board a long time. So, I've been preaching. Well, but you know what? You got to take note of what God has said. All he wants is us. Whatever hour we come in, the pay is the same. That's what I love about the Father. I don't care how many people you can raise, how many you get healed, the payment is still the same. You mean God is a cheapskate? No, he's not. He's a glorious God. But what the outcome is going to be, so for you and I, who can believe, we can be and understand what God wants us to do. See, here's what God wants to do. See, he's, the fire is going to test our oil. See, God of Oshandahiyagalimo. See, the fire of God is going to test our oil. No reward shall be given to those who have built upon the perishable superstructures. We got this church that holds 10,000 people we got, and we got this over here, and we got this, and we got that. They ain't got to do the swap. It's all as dung. But God has us to know in the Bible, as he teaches us, when we come to the seat of Christ, understand now what you've done, you got to give an account of it. See, every reward, and see, perhaps maybe next time I talk to you about the five crowns, and I want to thank God for being able to give me my voice even better. And I know this much, and I'll say this. And there's some rewards, see. There's some rewards. And, you know, we were ransomed from the gate of hell. When Jesus came and he gave his life for us, he paid the ultimate price. Ain't nobody in this life going to do what they did. I know I can't, because God had to be that with us to go through what he went through. Can you imagine to whip him for 39 strips, cut his back open? His face was marred beyond recognition. They took those stones and put it on his head. They washed his blood just ooh. On his back. He didn't say a word. His eye was hanging out of socket. He didn't say a word. But he fulfilled the Old Testament. Because that's why. Well, I don't want to hear all that, because I don't. A lady was saying to me the other day on. I was getting off a metro bus, and I said, oh, praise God. She said, I don't praise God. I'm an atheist. I said, well, I'll tell you what, I want to just touch you as I go down there, that one day you'll come to know God. Because, look, ain't no sense in me arguing with anybody about this. If you want to know God, I can share with you, but I ain't going to force them up on you. I won't. It's up to you. The choice is yours. And I want to say this to you. My time is up, and I want to thank you, because the next time, by the same token, I want to tell you, and the joy of these five crowns. And why we going to get them and what we going to do with them? See, everybody said, well, I got $1 million. What am I going to do with it? No, he just give it back and say, Father, this money is not worth it, but your glory is even more refined. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you once again for allowing me to be able to speak a few words to somebody on this radio station. I thank you. I love you. And I know, Father, that I live in a time where there's a whole lot of here and there going on. But I know, Father, these are the latter days we live in, where the enemy of darkness is rising, Father. But we are the children. We come to you and say thank you for everything that you have done for us, through us, and by us. I thank you, Father, for allowing us to be able to call upon the name of Jesus Christ, whose name is above every name, and that the Holy Father will be magnified for the things we have done. So, Father, when you take us to the Father, say to the Father that we love him, we all obey him, because we're showing your word that works in our bodies. And I know, Father, even in America needs to call. And I'm calling in the name of Jesus Christ. Repent, repent, because the time is short. We don't know when he shall return, but this one thing we don't know. He is on his way back. But there are some of us, Father, who are praying. And you, Jesus, you're saying to the Father, face to face, you're standing before him. You're pleading in our behalf. And I thank you. I thank you for America. I thank you for the different houses that we have, the three branches. But I pray they come to an understanding, Father, to know that full of fights is not going to get it done. That's the enemy's method. Let us come together on a common ground and understand we can work this out. Hallelujah. I love you, Father. I praise you today. I ask you, Father, that you would grant us wisdom. And this day in the land, in October 2013, on this particular day, let it be known that somebody heard the voice of Jesus coming through us. I pray today, Father, that somebody that wants to join in with us, and we'll pray for them, we'll believe God, and we know what you said. To them that believe, all things are possible. And you said it, not I said it, but you said it. All things are possible. And we believe it. And Jesus, I want to thank you for the healing. You first had to come in and close the Old Testament, introduce the New Testament, and shut it down, let the newness come in, because you're coming back. Thank you for it, Father. Right now we need you from coast to coast, corner to corner. We need you in America. We need you for us even trying to commit sin, a murderer, a thief, a robber, doing all kind of inordinate work. Have mercy on us today, Father, because we need you. Nothing we can do, but it's your word that flows through us, that flows through us. Someone encouraged me that they have a radio station. We are not in competition, but we're in the joy of the Lord. And for that I ask you, Father, let us learn to love. And Father, right now you're looking down on each and every one of us. Somebody is not living right. Have mercy. Somebody is not talking right. Have mercy. Somebody is not doing right. Have mercy. They're not in the right standing with your word. In your word, you said, Jesus. Jesus came and told us, he said, the Father sent me as I send you. Therefore, Father, we are going in the name of Jesus, that Jesus can tell you that you can send back. That's what we need, Father. We need resurrection power. We need resurrection money. We need the money that you have promised. We need to, as I say, we need the stuff that we need to make life, but we know that's going to come a time we live in where we're going to have to eat up of angels' brains, and we just believe it, Father. I have the faith to believe that I can do it. And I thank you, Father. I thank you for everything. I thank you for the peace you've given me. I thank you for the understanding you've given me. I thank you, Father, for the love. I thank you for allowing me to have your word to be rich in my spiritual man. Thank you. Somebody somewhere, Father, I call upon you. I pray for my pastor. I pray for the school. I pray for the teachers at Emmanuel Temple. I pray, Father, I pray that your word will be rich. I pray, Father, that the fullness of your word will flow. Let it flow, let it flow. And then, Father, we said, thank you. I said, thank you. I don't know who's listening, Father, but I'm praying. I'm praying that somebody will hear. Somebody will say, I need him. You don't have to call. Just get on the phone and just let me know that you've come on one twice. And I know it's you need prayer. We want to pray for you. I don't want to embarrass anybody. But I want you to stand up and let it be qualified. I did come on the line because we want to pray for you. Well, I believe. Why? Nothing that the enemy can do to me can separate me from God. Nothing. Why? Because I don't have, what does this world have to offer me, Father? Nothing. Gold, silver, oil, mansion, new car, new car. Oh, I got that. I just thought I can move through the universe. That's what the Bible says. And God said, my thoughts are not your thoughts, and my ways are not your ways. But, Father, we want to learn your ways. That's why we call upon you. And I thank you. I thank you tonight that you have us to be here. And, Father, I open up the lines to someone else with a prayer, a statement. Tonight is the night, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. And, Father, we open the prayer lines up for prayer right now. Anybody that called in needs prayer, we want to pray with them, pray for them. Somebody got a conversation. You got pressure on you. We're here for you. You've been attacked by the enemy. We want to see what the word says. We want to see what the word says, the word of God, the quickness of God. Not that we should do this because we just believe. We just believe. Jesus said, if you can believe, all things are possible. And to those who believe, I believe. I believe. I know what he said. And all I can tell you is, your dream can be fulfilled in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we bless you, and we thank you, and we praise you. Thank you, Father. Not my time, but your time, Father. Somebody, somewhere, Father. My heart goes out to them. Would you have mercy upon them, Father? Somebody want to get up and move their way toward a new direction. I pray for them, Father. I pray that someone who has an idea to do wrong, that they will repent and come to know Jesus. I have mercy on them, Father. Man or woman, child, girl or boy, Father. I declare and decree, your word shall be alive tonight, because love is strong. It vibrates through us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know your word is strong.
I know your word is true. I know it, Father. Sharpen your word by meditating and praying and quoting the word. I know, hallelujah. I don't want to be left in the darkness, Father. I call on you. Have mercy. Have mercy upon us this hour. Somewhere, Father. Have mercy, Father. Have mercy. Have mercy upon us, Father. Have mercy, Father. We call you tonight, and we thank you tonight. In Jesus' name, Father, I love you so. I love you so, Father. From the rising of the sun to the setting of it, you're still God. And I thank you, Father. I have nothing to offer this world. I say it many times. What I have to offer, you can receive Jesus Christ. But as far as that, that's all I have to offer. But my love, the love the Father has for me, I have for you. I love you. I pray this day that someone whose body has been pulled out of place, Father, that there will be a healing time in America. But we must repent. Even our police forces, America's become a place of rampantness to do bad things. Have mercy upon us, Father. We need you, Holy Father. We're praying for the believers, praying that somebody try to run from the darkness to the light. And others are constantly putting back. We want to be there to help snatch them out. And, Father, we ask you today for the fullness, for the fullness, for the fullness, for the fullness of your word. In Jesus' name, amen. And praise the Lord, and praise the Lord, amen. The lines are now open. Anybody got prayer, question, or statement, please come forward. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Fire. 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 In California, somebody needs you, Father. In New York, somebody needs you, Father. In Kentucky, somebody needs you, Father. Somewhere in the 50 states of Mississippi, and currently, that I speak to this command to move out. Come not upon the land. Move out in Jesus' name. And Father, I take authority. And the world needs to see what you've given us. Not by sight, not by word, but by the action of God, because we trust him in his word. He showed us how to speak to the forces, and they'll be moved. Speak to them, and they'll be moved. We speak to it and command it, come out from the coast and move out into the water and die out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And Father, watch over. Watch over America. Watch over her. Watch over the ministers. Have them to come with a repentant heart tomorrow. All the fivefold, the prophets, the pastors, the teachers, the evangelists, the apostles. Have them have an open heart to take and call on you. Nobody of us is better than the other one. We all just zero, but when you add numbers to us on the right side, you make us much. Because it's been said by the other statement, we're on the Lord's side, we're on the right side, and we're not going to hell. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Let there be fullness invested in us. Your word, let it be down. Let it be down deep in us. Down deep in us. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen. And amen.
and amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Looking unto the hill from which comes my help come from the Lord, who made the heavens and the earth. And you said, do not let my foot slumber. For he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. You said upon my right hand side, the sun won't brood me, nor the moon by night. And you say this, Father. You say by me going out and coming in, you will watch over. You will watch over me, and I have the fullness assurance of your word. And you said there'll be peace among my borders. And I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father, for your word. I thank you for the word, for being rich in culture of the holiness attitude. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you this night. Thank you, Father, on this Saturday night. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. And we praise you, and we love you, and we adore you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Isha ma sikiriyo satata. Elambe kolame sikiriya sokora. Aleirora papa vasande. Isha na satata. E koriya sande ko. Lambe ko sande sikiriya so. Lande sikiriya sokora sande. Mamba ko yande hita. Lore papa vasoria. None papa papa yande sikiriya tatoria. Ora le mapa posi ande so. Kambe so kololo ba de tidio. Ale ni ni sare ko si di ardora. Ede le mapa posande seite di. E kara sikuri sande de ota sa. Papa sikiri asata. Le le mapa posande de sikiri a. Olande sikiri asoto. Isha le mapa siki. Ale le mapa posande isha. Olam sekeshi sare na. E koda papa sikiri ando so. E mama sikoria sande si ikora sa. Me soko se kiri apa papa so. Lambe ko sa didi soko. Le mo ko shata. Babi yande te di yande te di ota. Papa sa. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the weapons of our warfare. And I thank you, Father. I thank you for your word that you have enlarged our feet. You have made a way for us, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we thank you for everything, Father. For your word is sure. Your word is pure. Your word is true. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. And thank you just tonight in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I just say somewhere, somewhere, somebody is on the line beyond understanding. Forgive them, Father, and love them. Love them, Father, because they come to a repentant state in their attitude, in their mind, in their thought process, in their giving. And let them know all that we have is nothing according to what you have, because all we have belongs to you. All we hope to be belongs to you. We give it to you, Father. We give it to you. Thank you for the days of life that we walk this earth, and you still be there navigating for us. And more particularly, because of my life, it's your life. And you show me what to go, Father. Show me what to say and how to say it. And in that, I just call upon for my brothers and my sisters who are making a move but not a full decision. But I pray, Father, that their understanding will be enlightened, and that they will come to know Yeshua HaMashiach, that they will take Jesus Christ as the only one, the only true God. And I thank you, Father.
I give you, Father, I praise you, and I love you, and I thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. I love you, Father. We push against Carol. We push against it. And we say you're weak. You are weak. You will not enter in our state. Father, you want us to get the attention of the people. We want to tell it like it's supposed to be told. Father, have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, Father. In Jesus' name, I surrender to you, Father. I surrender to you, Father. I surrender to you, Father. It's all about you. Excuse me. Thank you, Holy One. Thank you, Holy. Thank you, Father. 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 Thank you for everything you have done thus far. Thank you, Father. 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 And I give you the glory. I give it all to you, and I thank you. I thank you, Father, that you show me the foundation I need to build on, not the foundation of clay and wood, but a holy foundation upon the truth. And I thank you, Father. I thank you. I thank you. Thank you tonight. Thank you. And I pray, Father, that the word, the pure, unadulterated word that became life as we speak the word, Jesus. Thank you, Father. For those little children I met, Father, the mothers that are still carrying them, and I pray for them as I pass by, that you will let them come out. Be that generation, Father, that surrender unto you. For this generation we live in, Father, sharpen us with truth. No matter how I look at it, it's still your will, Father. I thank you. If I lose all my friends, I know I got one, you, Jesus. I love you. I praise you. I adore you. I magnify your name. Your name is above every name. I thank you for that I might walk worthy of the calling that you have upon us. Because you're gathering us in one, in the body of Christ. You're gathering us, Father. And I thank you for your word. Your word says, you give us power to get well. In order for us to do it, Father, we have that condition. It is to establish your covenant in the next generation. If we get $100 million, it is to establish the next generation. Get $300 million, $400 million, $1 trillion, whatever it is you give us, peace that passes all understanding, more preferable. But it's you, Father. We need to know you better than what we know you. We need to know you better. We climb to you, Father, through faith. With our eyes open, believe in you. With our ears open to hear you. Our movement walking. Because it's you, Father. You're the only one. And we call fingers not of you, It's not of you. It's not of God. It's so darkness, and it's a lie. And we said thank you. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you for everything you have done. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. And before tomorrow at 12 o'clock Monday, Congress have come to an agreement. I ask you tonight to impress upon the wicked, to let the wicked know they can't stand in the congregation of righteous. In Psalm chapter 1, you see, the one who sits in the council of the ungodly, we don't sit there. We sit in the council of the righteous, Father, and for that we thank you. We thank you, Father. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your word. Let your word ooze out like fire. Like fire. Healing will take over, Father. Healing of the process, Father. A man must believe, must receive, and healing comes. I thank you. Hallelujah, Father. Hallelujah. Somewhere, somewhere, we say hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for the healing of my body, for the healing of our bodies, for the healing of our bodies. I want to thank you. Thank you, Father. Yes, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you. In Jesus' name, I offer this prayer up to you. Offer up to you this night. Hallelujah. Offer to you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. And hallelujah. 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 Praise you, Father. Yes. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Amen. Yes. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. I love you, Father. Thank you, Father. Amen. Oh, thank you, Father. Because it's you, Father. Your word says, your word is so accurate. Hallelujah. And you said we shall take the word and we shall take that book and we shall learn it because it's a law. And we should learn and meditate on it night and day and receive it into our heart that you be glorified. And for this I said, thank you, Father. Thank you. There'll be no turning back. There'll be no turning back. Nowhere else to go. Steadfast shall I stand. Steadfast shall I move. Steadfast shall I trust in God. Amen. And I pray that those who are laboring are not laboring in vain, but they're laboring because they believe your word. They believe your word, and they're looking to get one of those crowns. I don't know, but you know, Father, better than I, because you're God. And I ask you to guide us, me, into the path you would have us to be. You said you are the Lord is our shepherd, we shall not want. No shepherd like you. Ain't no shepherd like you. You watch over us. You protect us. You feed us. You clothe us. And for this we said thank you. And this we said thank you, Father. We said thank you, Father. We said thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. We love you. We adore you. We magnify your name. There's nobody like you, Father. I love you tonight and I praise you tonight. I adore you, Father. And Father, I just say, I'm going to stand before you, Father, at the judgment seat. But I pray that my life will be fulfilled with righteousness, the ability to do the things that you said we should do. Because being born of the Spirit of God and the blood of Jesus Christ ooze out the sin factor. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, I love you and I praise you. And Father, I know we stand in this time. We need to glorify you, Father. We want to just say we love you. We don't want to play a game. We don't get mixed up in different movements because you are the one and true and only God. There's none like you. Have mercy upon us. Oh, Mama Basihita. Thank you, Father. I want to thank you. I want to thank you. I want to thank you. I want to thank you in Jesus' name. For you're the one true God who make things possible. And Father, as I stand to you, the carnal nature must die, that the true and living Spirit of the Lord our Jesus will come in. Jesus, you're going to call for the 24 elders, and they're going to say, you're worthy. I'd like to be a part with them. You're worthy to receive glory and honor from us, Father, and power, because there's none that have done what you've done, not through what you went. You didn't bow to the evil one. You didn't submit to the evil one out of Psalm 51. You were there, Father, and no thought was in your mind that you should bow to him. That's why you said, Jesus, the devil needed to say, man should not live by bread alone, provided by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And I want to thank you. I want to thank you for the words that you have unctioned. We unctioned. We unctioned. We have a new body to live in while you're inside us, full of fire, full of hope, full of glory, full of understanding, full of peace, full of understanding, Father. And we just say we thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We don't go to a room where we're going to cry. We want to be in a place where we can say, hallelujah, praise the living God, hallelujah. We are not ashamed of you. If the president calls, if the governor calls, if the mayor calls, if the councilman calls and say, do you love Jesus? I love him. And, Father, I know that time we live in, perilous times, Father, but you give us the understanding. Please, yes, yes. Yes, there are no tears in heaven, Father. There are no tears in heaven, Father. And I say thank you, and I praise you, and I love you, and I love you, and I adore you. I magnify your name, Father. Oh, hallelujah. There's no God like you, Father. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Papa, Sikirio Shande. Oh, Kokokoyata, Sikiriata. I thank you, Father. I thank you for everything. Oh, thank you. Yes, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Woo, praise the Lord. Thank you, Holy Lord. Thank you, Holy Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yes, 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 yes. Thank you, Father. Today is the day that you made, and we rejoice, and we will be glad in it, because there is no God like you. All you have done, you blessed me this day. You kept me at peace. Let this continue to rise up in me, and I thank you, I thank you, I thank you, Father. I thank you for this day, for you have been awesome. Yeah, Lord. When it didn't look like it's going to be nothing, you made something. because she took something out of nothing and made it. You said before the worlds were even created, you was God. Before the heaven was spoken of and formed, you were God. You were God. Only a fool of ignorance will come up against you. And that one failed, his name is Lucifer. He ain't nothing but the devil. He's a liar. He's a thief. He's a robber. He's a murderer of young people, old people. And Father, we just ask you in Houston, Texas, that you will let us rise. Let me rise to the occasion. Let the world be known that we serve a resurrected God, a resurrected Savior. And Father, let the Holy Spirit be upon me. Let it be through me. Let it be by me. Let it move me to another place called there. There I'll wait. There I'll sleep. And there I'll know your word is pure. Your word is true. And I thank you. Thank you, Father. I thank you, Father. I love you. And Father, as we come to the close of this day, I want to say I love you. I thank you. And I adore you. In Jesus' name. And my prayer is, peace be under this life we now live in. Bless somebody and keep them, Father. As my time comes to a winding down on this Saturday, I thank you for allowing me to spend this time. Allowing me to spend this time with you. To be to be walking with you, to hear your voice speak in me. Because in me is nothing but you. I believe it, I believe it, I believe it, I believe it, I believe it. I believe it, I believe it, I believe it, I believe it. I believe on the radio that the anointing goes out. Somebody will call us. Somebody will say, help us. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, until the next time, Lord, I give you the praise. Amen, and God bless you. Thank you, Father. My time is up on the radio station this night, and I want to give God the glory. Until such time, the peace of God be with you. Amen.